Clear Chamber members, Jay Revel here. I'm with my good friend Sarah Solomon, and we are bringing you today a special episode of the Chamber podcast. As you all well know, just a week or so ago, our community and the communities west of us were severely impacted by the effects of Hurricane Michael. And for the next few weeks, we're going to bring you some stories from those communities, from our chamber partners in those communities, about how those areas are dealing with the storm, ways in which you can help, and things we all need to know so that we can be good neighbors and friends to those who have suffered the most during this storm, particularly from a business perspective. So today, I've got my good friend David Gardner from the Gadsden County Chamber of Commerce here. He is joining us from Quincy today, and he's going to give us a little bit of perspective about the things that are going on in Gadsden County, the county most immediately our neighbor, just to the west of us, who the western portions of the county were severely impacted by the storm. If you don't know, I'm from Gadsden County. I've known David a long time. He's a fine man and a great advocate for business in our region. So, David, welcome to the Chamber podcast. We're glad to have you with us today.
Thank you, Jay. It's certainly my pleasure, and I must say that the Tallahassee Leon County Chamber is my go-to for any type of assistance in terms of operations for things that go on in Gadsden County, and we appreciate the opportunity to kind of share what's going on right now.
Yeah, absolutely, and we appreciate you spending a little time. I know there's a lot going on over there. David, can you tell our listeners what kind of damages we're seeing in Gadsden County after Hurricane Michael?
Well, it's probably a lot of the same that you're seeing in Leon, just a little bit more intense. A tremendous amount of trees and infrastructure down. And, you know, the infrastructure, a lot of roofs gone, a lot of, utility lines, power poles snapped, trees on houses, structures, a lot of agricultural loss, primarily, you know, with the number of trees that are harvested commercially. That's just incredible. I heard the figure in the region of 3 to 4 billion in forestry losses, and it's easy to see the more you ride to the western part of our county and beyond, it's incredible. And, you know, we're certainly on the road to recovery. We've gone from the last 2 weeks, emergency operations and dealing with, you know, a lot of intensity and trying to just get things back on track. And now we're in the recovery mode of, you know, making sure that people are being taken care of.
No doubt. I happen to spend a pretty decent amount of time over in Gadsden County just a few days after the storm, and there's definitely a lot of severe damage there. And we know that in that western half of the county, they saw some of the most damaging storm effects from Michael. And what can you tell us about the impact that's had on businesses in the area?
Well, you know, of course, most businesses, it took several days, and there was a little frustration with a lot of these businesses because they were ready to get back to business, and they had to deal with employee issues. Mainly, you know, a lot of their employees lost their homes, or their homes were damaged, or their vehicles were damaged. And we've heard many stories around that. I think as time goes on, we're, you know, a little over 2 weeks since the hurricane, and, you know, every day there's a lot of improvement. I just left a meeting a little while ago with FEMA, and, you know, we're still doing a business assessment, but it appears that most of our businesses are now up and running. I think there's power to all of them. I'm not sure they all have internet or phone coverage yet, but, you know, we are certainly on the road to recovery, and, you know, we're going to assist these individual businesses you know, and making sure that they're connected as fast as we can.
That's great to hear that, you know, things are getting better. I know we can't expect it to happen overnight, but it's great to hear that you guys are making steps in the right direction. One of the things that has kind of I've noticed around Tallahassee is that there is such a general feeling of that we were so fortunate, and it really could have gone a different way for Tallahassee, but we kind of got spared, and that is making a lot of people in our community want to really reach out and help the people that were greater affected. So what would you say to the people here in Tallahassee that are looking for ways or places that they can help? Where would you direct them?
Well, we're in the process. You know, we were paralyzed for a few days because there were so many people that needed help and so many people that wanted to help. And this week, we've finally been able to kind of get our arms around it. You know, as far as the chamber is concerned, we're kind of working at the wholesale level and we've got a lot of groceries, food, toiletries coming in, and we're trying to coordinate mostly with the faith-based community to make sure that all the needs are met. We've set up a website. We're still in the process of building it, called guestandhelp.org, and working with Saks Media on that, and we're trying to fine-tune some of that. We've also set up a GoFundMe account, and also through our foundation, we set up a specific fund just to help in the recovery, a very transparent fund that, you know, trying to help individual businesses, you know, get started back up, help individual families. There's a lot of need, but it's really a logistical challenge because there's so many people that want to help. We've got semi-loads of food, and, you know, we think we've solved some of the logistical concerns, but we want to make this recovery will not be over next week. This is going to go on for many months, and, you know, we're hoping to take this GastonHelp.org website and continuously update it in terms of hurricane relief and our efforts so people that want to give can do that. We're, you know, you're exactly right, Sarah. So many places, you know, I've had meetings with churches and other faith-based and not-for-profit entities in my office all day, and, you know, so many of them want to help counties west of us that were hit, you know, Jackson mm-hmm. County and south. You know, some of these areas are just totally devastated. You know, we're gradually, because of our proximity to Tallahassee, that's been a real blessing because so much of it is being staged near the airport. They're able, you know, the utilities are able to, all these crews get us up and running here. Well, we want to help further west and south. So we're on that, you know, that mindset of just, yeah, we're going to be okay. Now we've got to help others as well.
David, you know, just switching off the immediate effects of the hurricane, wanted to give you a chance to tell the listeners a little bit about just the Gadsden County Chamber in general and some of the things you guys are working on over there.
Well, up until 2 weeks ago, we were working on a lot of things that have right now been somewhat, I'm not saying we've kind of put them to the wayside, but, you know, the economy is very strong over here, led by Trulieve Cannabis Corporation, which is medical marijuana. Their employment is well over 500 employees right now, which is great. And our unemployment level is, you know, 3.7, maybe a little bit more. But, you know, for the first time that I can remember, especially in the last week, we've got a traffic issue over here. There's so many people involved in the recovery, and a lot of folks are scrambling for warehouse space, you know, for this long-term recovery. But before that, business was good. So, and, you know, the Midway area, still very strong. And I mean, everything we're hearing and, you know, this is good news. We're always looking for a skilled workforce, and that's the importance of you know, working in the region is that we're able to get a lot of folks from Tallahassee, Leon County for some of those skilled positions where we may be shorthanded over here. But it's these are good times, and, you know, we think they'll continue.
Yeah. You know, David, y'all have always been great partners in Gadsden County and always on the leading edge of fighting for more jobs and opportunity there. And we're glad to have you all as partners of our chamber and partners in the region. And, you know, maybe as we as before we sign off here, I wanted to get your thoughts on just how important it is that, especially now with the effects that have happened all around us, how important is it for us to think regionally as a regional economy, and what does that impact look like when we all work together?
Well, it's ignorant not to be in that mindset. For me, it's an easy one. I went to high school in Leon County and then Florida State and had a business in Leon County. I spent most of my life in Tallahassee, so that's easy. I'm either my wife or myself, we're probably in Tallahassee almost every day. And you know, we don't have everything over here. And that's but having three major highways that run into Leon County is very important. And it works both ways. 46% of our workforce goes to Leon County, and a tremendous number, I don't know the exact figure, from Leon County work over here in different businesses. And we're lucky enough to have a great footprint for manufacturing distribution and fill some gaps in Leon County that they may not have. But anybody that questions the importance of working together regionally, really, you know, they need to rethink it. You know, we need that airport. We need all the great assets that Tallahassee and Leon County have. And, you know, we think the future, certainly the economic future of Gadsden County or Leon County is going to be a regional growth.
Absolutely. I think that you are spot on. And if this hurricane has shown us anything, it's how powerful teamwork can help accomplish things faster and on a grand scale. So I think that that is a great point. We really appreciate having you join us today. Is there anything else that you would like to share about your chamber or efforts in the face of the disaster?
Only to say we certainly appreciate what you guys do. We work very closely together. It's a easy relationship, and I will tell you, for the last few weeks, we didn't know how many friends we really had in Tallahassee and Leon County, and we're blown away at the amount of support, and we really appreciate it. We're a county with some challenges. We have, you know, high poverty, and we have some other issues. And Leon County and Tallahassee has been a great supporter of Gadsden County. And moving forward, it'll only get stronger. And thank you.
Well, thank you, David. Again, we appreciate all that you're doing over there in Gadsden County to, as a Chamber of Commerce, to always promote business and be a great partner of ours and to help promote the region. And we know that Gadsden County has a lot of opportunity, and we're excited to see you all rebound from the storm. And whatever we can do, you always know where to find us and let us know, my friend.
Already have. Thank you so much.
Thanks, David. Thanks for tuning in today, Chamber friends. We appreciate all you have been doing to offer so much support as a business owner, as a business employee, to those who are most in need and affected by Hurricane Michael. Remember that to stay on top of things that are coming in and out of the Chamber of Commerce related to the hurricane, you can visit our website at www.talchamber.com/Hurricane Michael. We appreciate you tuning in. Stay tuned. We'll be bringing you updates as needed on everything going on in our community to reach out to those of our neighbors and let you know how you can help and how you can best help our region recover from this incredibly impactful storm.